Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Sandra Peebles. To learn more about Sandra, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
1 Peter 2:24 and 25. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I grew up in Oklahoma. I went to college in Texas. I went to seminary in North Carolina, where I met my husband and we had our two boys. Then I lived in Pennsylvania for almost 8 years, and now I live in a different part of Texas than I lived when I was in college. When people ask me where I'm from, it can be a complicated answer. I feel that discomfort of not being truly home no matter where we live. But instead of that being a negative thing, it helps me remember this world is not my ultimate home. In 1 Peter 1:13, Peter transitions us from what God has done through Christ to what we are to do as imitators of Christ, living in this world as sojourners. Let's look at his instructions. First, set your hope on Christ and his second coming. We know the story from beginning to end. We know Christ has promised to come back. We can wait with anticipation for his return. Second, remember you aren't who you used to be. You aren't controlled by your former passions or ignorance. God is working in you and through you to make you more like Christ. Third, live a holy life. This means we won't look like everyone else. We will have different priorities, different habits, and different goals. As we live out these differences and model them for our children, we encourage them to put their hope in Christ and live a holy life as well. Philippians 2:15 says, "We live in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world." This isn't always easy. Peter knew this to be true. He denied Jesus three times, just as it was predicted he would. But after his resurrection, Jesus forgave him and gave him a mission. You can learn more about that mission by reading John 21, 15 through 19. No matter how many times we feel like we fall short of living holy lives that please God, we know we can follow Peter's example and come to Christ to remove our shame and remind us of our mission. When you travel somewhere new, do you ever think about being a representative of your home? Years ago, we visited China, and everyone who saw us and heard us knew we were from the United States. How we acted represented our country. How can you apply that same principle to your daily life, remembering that you are waiting for Christ's second coming to take you home? And how can you model that for your children today? Let's pray. God, thank you for helping us to know how to live as your representatives in this world. Help us to train our children to live for you as well, and remember our final home is with you for eternity. Today, help us to be holy in all of our conduct, speech, behavior, and thoughts. And when we fall short, remind us of your grace in our lives as we place our hope in what Christ has done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.